very often. Here, Landry's mother Lydia had help. A whole town full of people looking out for her kids and helping any way they could. Like now. "You're going to go across the street and escort every woman headed to the knitting club. Carry their knitting bags, accompany them up the stairs with a smile on your face, and practice your manners."
"Yes, sir."
Landry got up and began to cross the street, only to stop and look back at Granger hopefully.
"But it was an awesome alligator surf, right?"
Granger felt his lips twitch. "Hell of a ride. My dashboard camera caught it, and I'll send the video to you and your father. You've got his surfing skills. And Landry, meet me at my office as soon as you're done with the knitting club."
"Yes, sir."
Landry jogged the rest of the way across the street and stopped to escort Miss Mitzi up the stairs with a smile on his face. Granger crossed the street, sent the video to both Landry Jr. and Landry Sr., then grabbed the spare clothes from his office. His deputy, Cordell King, was on duty tonight, which worked perfectly since there was something Granger wanted to do. He sent a quick text to make sure it was okay, and then headed out to the pit. That's what they all called the center of the sheriff's department. His and Cord's offices, along with two interrogation conference rooms, lined the back wall and two sidewalls of the station. The front of the station was closed off by Brenda's desk. No one could get back to the pit unless they got past Brenda. In the pit, there were desks for the part-time deputies, the file cabinets, and the massive dry erase board that held the latest most wanted posters and cop news.
"Good thing it's still summer and the sun is up late," Cord said, taking in Granger's change of clothes and handing him a bag. "Lydia dropped this off just now. Are you going to Folly Beach to catch some waves?"
Cord leaned a hip against the corner of Brenda's now empty desk. She'd gone home 30 minutes earlier. Cord was taller than Granger by an inch. Granger was 6 feet even, but he had 20 pounds on Cord. Cord was crazy fit, but built much more like a wide receiver compared to Granger's thicker build. Granger had played football in college as a running back. He might have gone pro, but...
"Sullivan's Island. I still don't see what's so great about surfing. Give me a basketball or football any day compared to sitting on a board with sharks swimming all around you."
Cord gave a little shiver and shoved off the desk.
"I'm going to go down to the bar and check out this new ladies' night thing Harper and Carrie have going on."
"Remember you're on duty," Granger called out as Cord opened the door to the lobby.
"Buzzkill,"
Cord said with a wink before heading out.
"Sheriff Fox, you wanted to see me?"
Landry asked as he came into the lobby as Cord left it. They exchanged high fives as they passed each other.
"Yes. Your mom dropped this off for you just a minute ago. Go get changed. You're coming with me."
"Where?"
Landry asked, pulling a pair of board shorts and a rash guard shirt from a plastic bag.
"You do well enough surfing on alligators, so I thought we should see how you handle real waves. Get changed. We're going to Sullivan's Island for a couple of hours."
Granger saw the way Landry's eyes lit up. As the eldest of seven siblings, alone time was not something he got a lot of. Granger was surprised when Landry wrapped his arm around him for a quick hug and then ran to the bathroom to change. Surfing had saved Granger when he'd lost football after the accident. He found solace in battling the waves. He could still feel whole when he rode. The wetsuits, long board shorts, and rash guards also hid his damaged body. No one asked him why he wasn't taking off his shirt to swim. No one stared at the jagged scar on his leg if his shorts rode up, because lots of them had scars from being smashed against rocks or coral. And now he was going to share it with Landry. The boy needed something of his own, something to ground him when things got chaotic.
"I'm ready. This is so cool. I've always wanted to learn how to surf."
Granger headed to his SUV with Landry chattering nonstop beside him.
Some days were good days. This was going to be one of them. This was the worst day ever, and it was never going to end. It was only 10 in the morning, and she was in New York City, fighting an inane motion by opposing counsel instead of being in the Charleston office. However, Olivia Townsend didn't ever give opposing counsel the satisfaction of seeing how pissed off she was. She had the best poker face in the business for good reason. This case should have been over and done with, but Robert Whitehall, the opposing counsel, was intent on dragging it out until the cows came home.